like it this morning. Your news talk and information station. Ashley Gann joins us with Kid in Tow this morning, by the way.
Had a morning workout, you know?
I know. That's what is crazy.
We're getting ready for Seaside. We're not doing the half marathon, but we're running a little 5K.
My dad's going to be doing the half marathon.
Yeah, he is. But good for him. Good for him. We'll be at the finish line cheering him on.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we talked campus safety and everything going on with the university. I hadn't seen you in a couple of months.
Yeah.
You guys have been through Snowmageddon.
Man, a lot has happened in 8 weeks. The last time I saw y'all, had I known that the world would have done what it had done. So
yeah, no kidding. How did you guys hunker down over there during Snowmageddon?
Well, remotely. So I was at home, but we were working a lot, you know, a lot of decision support for the university. But I will say, being on this side, there's so much that you learn about the functions of the institution. You know, sometimes we see, oh, it's just classes but you know, there's just so much that goes on. Mm-hmm. Auburn University in of itself is a small city operationally. And, you know, so there's so many factors and facets to consider. And then, you know, things that I learned, like these ongoing research labs and animals and, you know, just thing. So again, not directly related to the weather, but it's all these things we have to consider as we're going through. So we started conversations on Sunday, and I felt like I was pretty much awake for 20 hours a day, every day last week.
Are you old enough to remember when Auburn, because she mentioned Auburn Auburn University being like its own small city. Are you old enough to remember when they had their own campus police?
Oh, yeah. I remember it.
That was, were you in
before
school when they started?
I was. So they ended the contract when I got here. I was never really a student. It had always been campus safety when I was here. But I think that contract started right as I was a student.
I mean, that's when it really felt
like I knew of a guy that worked every football game, and he used to be with Auburn University. And he, like, still wore his patch.
Oh, yeah.
And still wore the Auburn University, even though the department didn't exist
combined
anymore.
I remember that everybody was like freaking out when that happened, by the way. That was like a huge thing. And I thought, well, it only makes sense. I mean, we are in the city, but it was really like a segregated thing at the time.
Yeah.
Because we were our own city. Like, they gave you your parking tickets. They gave you, if you got arrested, you went to the campus pokey, not to the city pokey. So it was like a real thing. And then all of a sudden it just all went away.
Yeah.
And now we got motorcycle cops. Man, we have grown in the city of Auburn, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I will ask you this, because and I hate to keep going back to weather, but I did want to ask, because I haven't talked to you since then. Have you ever seen it snow at the beach?
In my lifetime, I think I can maybe count one or two. Now, not even with my own eyes, you know, but just some pictures. Maybe once. You know, it flurried, but as much accumulation, absolutely not. It was magic, honestly, like watching everyone's post. It was kind of surreal.
Yeah.
And the kids and I were even looking at it. It's just like the snow met the Gulf of Mexico, or is it Gulf of America? No, I don't know.
It's a little bit of both.
It met the water and the Gulf.
It's funny because growing up, we just always called it the Gulf anyway.
The Gulf, yeah.
So that's what I think is hilarious, that they keep complaining about the name.
Gulf of America.
I'm like, nobody down South Alabama. We never said, we're going to the Gulf of Mexico this weekend. We didn't say that.
Although, it was funny, when I used to tell the weather in Montgomery or Birmingham, and I was like, oh, if you're going out to the beach, and I know in my mind, it's the Gulf, right? Like, of course. But I would say, oh, you know, you can have these great ocean views, and then I'd get this view. It is not an ocean. Yep. I'm like, I know, it's the Gulf. My bad. And so,
people are peculiar about
very,
that.
Very particular.
You can't call it an ocean. You can't call it a sea.
Nope.
And so when people would say that, it's either the Gulf or the beach.
Yeah,
that's literally all you can call it.
But yes, it was pretty incredible. And then blizzard warnings for the very first time ever in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
it was wild.
But New Orleans got hit pretty hard.
But here's what I'm going to say about this particular weather pattern. These are the weather patterns that produce the most snow in the South, clearly. Mm-hmm. But this is one of the exact same systems when we had blizzard of 93.
Yep.
So the setup was exactly the same. So when you have this low that kind of comes right along the Gulf Coast, it feeds just enough moist air from the south and cold air from the north. And then that's why most of the snow happens to the south. Because I also heard a lot of people say, I can't believe they didn't have any in Birmingham or Huntsville. And I was like, well, it's really the science of it all. This is how we get the best opportunity for snow with this particular setup.
Yeah, we got it. In 93, I was this is dating myself. I was junior in high school at that time. And because Riley and I were talking about, I had to go on Reddit to see what the worst was in Auburn. And everybody unanimously was going 93. Some said, what'd you say, Riley? 18. And then some said 14.
No, 14 is the last time that we had snow stay on the roads, but it was not as bad as what we saw a few days ago.
And see, I wasn't up here in 93. I mean, I was down in South Alabama, but I mean, we got
I was snowed. Not here in 93 either.
yeah, literally, you weren't.
I thought.
I remember we were snowed in down in Covington County, and which is just wild. And that was the when somebody said, because people were asking me, especially like my younger friends were asking me, they were like, have you ever seen it this bad? I said, 93, but I wasn't here.
Right.
I said, I was down in South Alabama. I said, but we got snowed in. Yeah. That doesn't take much to snow people in South Alabama. But as a matter of fact, somebody was asking the other day, they said, can you imagine canceling schools? I said, listen, I said, I went to a rural high school. So we had rain days because buses could not get down dirt roads to go pick kids up. So if it rained for 4 or 5 days straight, we were not going to school Monday.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't go get the kids to bring them in.
Right.
And I said, so yes, it's not just snow days. We have rain days in the South and everything else. So it's a little bit of everything. We're talking with Ashley Gann. We're talking campus safety. We'll get more on that here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News Talk, WKNI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Ashley Gann joins us. We talk campus safety, and I know we got some regular things to get to. Anything on the docket you wanted to you wanted to touch on? Because I was going to ask you about, I mean, what you're basically doing at this point, because we'll have, before we know it, we'll have Camp War Eagle that'll be coming into town.
Yeah, spring break.
Spring break, all that jazz that takes place. It's almost, to me, I don't know how you guys feel at university, but for some reason, because January flew by to me.
Oh,
I heard somebody say the other day, they were like, man, January's taking forever. I'm like,
I know. I looked down at the, I was like, I was like a week behind in my mind. I think having last week off has done something, and I'm like, it's like the 12th or 13th. I'm like, no, it's about to be February.
Yeah. February this weekend,
I agree.
And so it's blown by for me, and I think it's that way every year for me. As soon as January rolls around, it's almost like that second semester just kind of, we blow through it, maybe it's got something because we're probably in tune to more athletics. So it's like you got basketball, you got softball, you got golf, you got all this stuff going on.
There's a lot.
Whereas football,
for me, the calendar only runs in sports.
Yeah,
right.
And it's kind of that way around here with us carrying Auburn High and that kind of thing. But you know, I was telling Jacob Goins, who does Auburn High basketball, he's going to be doing basketball and baseball at the same time because that's coming up soon. And same thing with us. I think Auburn
crossover season's tough, man.
Yeah, I think Auburn.
It's an early February to like mid-March is the crossover season.
Yeah, because baseball toes the rubber on the 14th, I think.
Yeah,
because Valentine's Day.
There's a few weeks in there where you have baseball, softball, basketball, tennis, golf.
See?
And
it just blows through.
That's crazy.
I guess technically swim and dive is also in season, and track. All simultaneously.
And plus you got all this community stuff that takes place as well. So so what are you guys doing right now?
Well, the big thing for us is just now that we're back into the routine of the semester, just the reminders, you know, lock up your scooters. That's our number one thing that likes to walk away on campus. So, you know, just be mindful of that. We do like to go over the scooter rules with people again. Yeah. Pedestrians do get the right of way, things of that nature. And then we are just encouraging pedestrians to look both ways. I've noticed a couple times where people just hit the little pedestrian button and they just take off in the middle of the road. I mean, I know it's Auburn. We kind of forget.
Magnolia. Riley and I have talked about it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, but we need to put a stoplight there. But that's not, I mean, you can't do anything about that.
That's anything. That's not a campus thing.
Yeah, so we're just reminding folks of that. And then as we get, you know, we're only, what, 5 weeks away from spring break? Because it's the, it's March 10th, so 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So this is the time of year we also start reminding students about valuables, you know, just making sure, hey, over the next couple of weeks, if you're heading home and you don't want something sitting in your dorm room or your apartment while you're out for spring break, be sure to take those things home. And we also are starting to encourage students just not to bring things of incredible value with you, like grandma's heirloom necklace or earrings, you know, leave those at home. Yeah. You know, those don't need to necessarily come on campus. And then the other thing is just in dorm rooms, if anybody is fixing something like popcorn. We've had a couple of fire alarms go off. Most of the times when the fire alarms do go off, it is because of popcorn.
Did you live on campus when you were at school?
I did, my freshman year. Lane Hall in the quad.
Did y'all, you were in the quad. Did you guys set fire alarms off all the time?
You know, I actually only remember it one time, which may seem odd because other people talk about fire alarms going off all the time. Either I was just not in the dorm when they happened, but I think there was only one time.
I lived on Gay Street my freshman and sophomore year in an apartment complex, and that darn fire truck ran. those poor guys were running at least every 2.5 hours.
Okay.
I mean, they constantly, and I was sitting there going, this has got to really kind of suck if you're a fireman.
If you're the firefighter.
You're getting back, you're loaded, because that was the closest one at the time, the one that's on Magnolia down there.
And
Magnolia and Ross. And so that was the closest one. So they were the ones that always were the first responders to campus. And I was sitting there, like, with it constantly running, I'm sitting there going, they're showing up for a hot plate or a coffee pot that was left on.
Yes.
Or somebody that's pulled the fire alarm because they thought it was cool to do. And they never got sleep. Like,
right.
And honestly, I've talked to fire. They were like, that's cool that you're downtown. You don't want that location. Okay. whenever you get assigned, you don't want that one.
By chance, is your apartment still...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Neil House and Dexter Arms is right there on Gay.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Gaddy's used to be right across from me at the time. So, and they constantly, because they would come up and go down Gay to get to the hill. That was where all the stuff was.
Yep.
I felt so bad for them all the time. And I had some buddies that were student firefighters. And they were like, we never get rest.
Right.
That whole, you get to nap when you can. He's like, you nap for like an hour and then somebody's going to do something stupid. Yep. You're right back up and moving. We will wrap things up here momentarily, get to our last break of the hour. Auburn Opelika this morning, Ashley Gann with us as we talk campus safety at Auburn University. Like it this morning, your news talk and information station. Ashley Gann joins me as we talk campus safety, and we were talking during the break, and I said that with me having daughters, because we record this and end up putting it on the website at some point in time, and I always will tell them, stop with the noise canceling headphones and not paying attention to what is around you.
Yes. And I would encourage to just in general being aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of young ladies like to go run and solo run, and generally Auburn is safe. But think about doing it during the daytime. But with those noise canceling headphones, just really consider that as you're out and about if you can't hear your surroundings. And it's not even something as scary as a predator, but even just a vehicle.
Yeah.
You want to be able to hear the cars around you. You want to hear that ambient noise. That's also going to be a safety tool for you. That's one of the tools in your toolbox. So use all of your senses anytime that you're out, and hearing is one of your senses. So you don't want to limit one of your senses as one of your, awareness tools. So we do just encourage safety. And, maybe if you're walking internal to campus, okay, but especially on the perimeter, anytime you're next to a busy road, just try to limit those noise canceling headphones.
There's so much on the perimeter now, because when I come in, I come down 14 and that comes down Bragg.
Yes.
And there's so many apartments / housing down there now. So more students are running in that particular area than ever before. And there's no button. No, they just think that the crosswalk is like a free pass. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
And now I get to see them in the morning, and that's another thing. Stop wearing dark colors in the mornings when you run at dark, when it's still dark.
Yes.
Please wear something bright.
And I mean, I know it might be nerdy, but there are some little not even like a vest, but some illuminated, they look like glow sticks that you can just kind of wear on your clothing, and it just at least lets people know that you're running.
Oh, I got my one guy. See, he's got a flashing light.
See that? Yeah.
Love
it. But it helps.
It's like an older guy that I see just about every morning. He's got his flashing light, and I'm like, I see him from literally a half a mile away. And I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do when you're running at dark.
That's
so,
right.
Same thing with the people that are doing the bicycling. Please stay cautious. There was a biker I saw. It was a buddy of mine that lives in another town. He was saying that they are prohibiting, I think it's right outside of Nashville, they're prohibiting noise canceling headphones on bicycles.
Really?
Because
that's
smart.
I mean, honestly, when you think about it, you've got to be able to hear your surroundings to make quick decisions too.
Yeah.
Because think about that. If you lose your sense of hearing and then something happens, it takes you longer to react as well. But when you've got that sense, then you can utilize that as a defense mechanism as well.
So spring break just around the corner. We talked about people, what they need to do before they head out of town, and then they'll all come back in and then it'll be like the end of the semester before we all know it. It's all said and done.
And graduation's coming up, so that'll be our next topic to talk about, you know, staying safe for that.
And we got some super cool stuff on the horizon that we can't talk about yet. But it's going to be very cool whenever you come in to visit with us.
I can put this out there. It's weather related, and it's going to hopefully improve the weather communication for East Alabamians.
Breaking news, Sounder.
And I'll leave it at that.
We have a breaking news sounder that Riley pulled up.
And cue button.
And I don't have the IQ pulled up. And it's Riley that created it.
So that's funny.
So he gets really disappointed when I don't have
it. No, it's John Garrett's voice. I guess I'm not supposed to reveal who our voice is. It's our VO guy's voice.
Yeah. Riley's giving away all the secrets of the radio station, so pay no attention to that, Abby. We're sending our stuff off to the Abby Awards here pretty soon. So,
the man behind the curtain.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, you know, Sean Hannity, every time he opens a show, he talks about, thank you, Scott Shannon, who's his VO guy.
Yeah, who's his VO guy?
I guess it's not a secret.
That nobody knows. So always check the website if you need anything campus safety related. If you got students that are coming in, these guys are an open door. They'll be more than happy to talk to you about some of the tips and turns, because I can guarantee you they get emails and texts from moms and dads from out of town all the time. So, Ashley, thank you.
Yes.
And I'm glad you brought your son with you.
Yeah. Good to be back.
You ready to go to school now?
He's ready. I think he wants a chicken biscuit
first. Been up for like 4 hours.
Does he crash in the evening?
No, he's a good sleeper, but he goes to bed.
My two, they get up early because they have to get ready and all that, and then they just absolutely crash at night. It's unbelievable. So, Auburn Flag of this morning. Sports coming up next. We talked to Bill. It's the Drive Thursday.